With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Plevin. A local organization has developed a bilingual photo book, or photo novella in Spanish, to educate Fresno County residents about human trafficking. Margarita Rocha, executive director of Centro La Familia Advocacy Services, introduced the book this morning at the Mexican consulate.
Something they can take home, use, read, reread, share it with other folks, share it with their families. It's a very powerful tool.
It's laid out like a comic book with bright pictures and quote bubbles, but the subject matter is serious. The book tells the story of a 20-year-old girl who is recruited to leave her family in Mexico to be a nanny in Fresno. She's forced to work very long hours and is never paid. She eventually reports her situation to Centro La Familia, and her employers are investigated and then arrested. Then she attends college, learns English, and submits a visa application. Picture books like this one, along with telenovelas or soap operas, are a popular education tool in Mexico. Vicente Sanchez is a consul of Mexico in Fresno.
In the culture of Mexico, the telenovela is part of the daily life. The Centro La Familia project, through the telenovela, is to show the problem and to spark the attention of many people.
The publication was produced with funds from the Fresno County Department of Social Services as part of Centro La Familia's Human Trafficking Outreach, Education, and Awareness Project. Copies of the book can be found at Centro La Familia's office and are available to other local organizations. A sixth person has died of flu-related complications, Fresno County health officials said today. That brings the total number of flu-related deaths in Fresno, Tulare, Kings, and Merced counties to 13. This is Valley Public Radio News.